I've always been a fan of trying to understand the connection between one parsha and the next. And so last week we discussed the connection between Yitro and Mishpatim and how they go one and one behind the other. The question then becomes, what is the connection between the next two parshiot? How does Mishpatim connect to Parsha Truma? So I picked up an interesting sefer on Shabbos by Rabbi Reuven Elbaz, Mashcheni Acharecha, where he offers a beautiful, beautiful explanation. He says that there's two possibilities. Number one is that we have to understand that Mishpatim and Truma do very, very much connect in the sense that Mishpatim is all about laws, laws of ethics, laws of your money, laws of business. It's to make sure that everything you do is done from the right way, ethically and properly. Explains Rabbi Elbaz, that's actually what the Torah wants us to understand right before we hit Parshas Truma, is that it's okay to do well, and it's okay to make money, and it's important to give tzedakah, but it only works if your money was made in a kosher way. Then your giving is fabulous. And then the Torah is excited about every penny that you have to offer to tzedakah. But if your money is tainted and it's coming from an improper place, then the Torah is telling us it's not really interested so much in our giving. It's a beautiful possibility. But he offers a second explanation where he says, what is the very end of Parshas Mishpatim? And this, I think, is like spot on. The end of the parasha is Nasa v'Nishma. The fact that the Jews accept the Torah, Nasa v'Nishma. He says, what's so great about Nasa v'Nishma? He says, the concept of Nasa v'Nishma is that I take a look and say, you know, listen, it is not clear. I don't really know what it is, but I acknowledge that it's the right thing to do. And so I'm going to put aside my question marks, I'm going to put aside my concerns, and I'm going to say, I am willing to do it. That's Nasa v'Nishma. What does Nasa v'Nishma have to do with tzedakah? Says Rabbi Elbaz. He says, how often is it a person's confronted with the opportunity to give tzedakah, and they sit there and say, no, maybe the person isn't honest. Maybe I should wait and head out for a bigger opportunity for tzedakah. We sit there with so many different cheshbonot when it comes to tzedakah giving. Says Rabbi Elbaz, that the same way we take that leap of faith, Nasa v'Nishma, when it comes to our acceptance of the Torah, we need to do the same when it comes to our tzedakah giving. And then we'll be in a much better place. We won't sit there and second guess and triple guess and wonder and question, but we'll acknowledge that we can make it work. And we'll acknowledge that, I'm not going to get it right every time, but hopefully God understands that I'm coming from the right place. It's a beautiful, beautiful idea. And I think it gives us chizuk sometimes when we're giving tzedakah, that sometimes we sit there and say, can I really afford to give my 10%? Can I really handle it? And the answer is Nasa v'Nishma. Hopefully we'll all give with a pure heart in the essence of both Mishpatim and Truma. Have a good day.